When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hey folks, Dan Frio here with your closing bell for May 27th, 2024. Well, we got some great news today. Not only did mortgage rates go down, look at across the board. We have the indices, the stock indices across the board, up about 2% all the way across the board. Not only are they up, well, consumer confidence is also up. It's on a 5-month lag, but now consumer confidence just spiked higher than expected. And we also have one last piece of the puzzle. Yes, home prices, they are up once again. So that's what's going to be our focal point in this video. So my name is Dan Frio. I actually do this report 2 times a day. Inform you what's going on with these things over here. I'm a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. So if you're looking to buy or refinance, I'll give you all my information at the end of this video. So hopefully you can reach out to me, because our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, how would we do that? I'll give you that information at the end. You're here for these things. So let's get over to it. Well, the stock market, it had a little reprieve today, because now the President Trump came in and said he's not going to really push those EU tariffs just yet. He's going to give it a little bit of time to work out. So the markets are rallying across the board. So here's what we're seeing in the equity markets. You're really here to see what's going on with rates. Well, consumer confidence plays a big role in that, and consumer confidence just spiked. So I'm going to actually take it over to Rick Santelli to give you that information. And when we come back, I'm going to show you not that that's just the only good news, but there's good news all the way across the board today. So without further ado, Rick, take it away for us, buddy.
It's some conference board with Rick Santelli this morning. Hey, Rick.
Yes, and there are some surprises here. This is our May read on consumer confidence from the conference board. On the headline number, we're expecting a number somewhere north of 87. Comes in strong, 98.0. That is the best number since February of this year. But I want to point out something. In the rearview mirror, last month's revision from 86 to 85.7 means that last month's headline confidence equals April of 2020, COVID affected. But you have to go back another 6 years to May of 2014 to find a lower number than 85.7. So a nice rebound over what was most likely a market exaggerated reading last month. On the present situation, 135.9, better than expected, sequentially more powerful than 131.1. The revision in the rearview mirror, best since February. And to make it complete, expectations at 72.8, also the best since February of this year and follows a slight positive revision again from 54 and change to 55.4. All three readings sequentially stronger than last month. And yields, well, yields are topping some of the high yields of the session as that 10-year once again knocking on the door at 4.5%. And even though we ease back from the extremes of last week, don't look for a big setback. There's still a lot of upward pressure on global interest rates. Sarah, back to you.
Okay, that's a relief on the consumer.
So that is the report when we come to the consumer confidence. Well, that was this morning. And he said, yeah, that's going to be, don't really look too far into this because interest rates might go, you know, a little bit sideways from there. Well, actually, the 10-year treasury, if you go over to, I don't have it on the board, but the 10-year treasury is actually down through here. It's at 4.44. This morning is 4.5. So these rates are also dropping, but you're here for these things. Okay, so how we focus in on mortgage rates, how do we determine those? Because you get a price up here. When we look at MBSs, this is a mortgage-backed security bond. What we focus in on is the price of this bond, and I'll make it make sense to you. As this price goes up, rates or yields come down. Well, because this is a mortgage bond, this means as the price goes up, mortgage rates come down. Well, here's what we saw today. Okay, so let's go to a two-day chart. That's what we've seen in 2 days. So if you lock down here, you might want to reach out to me over to here because you might be able to get a better rate. And that's why we use 33 different lenders. So that's what's going on in the bond market right now. Nice little reprieve going on in this and the consumer confidence. So the other piece of the puzzle that a lot of people aren't talking about is right through here. The Case-Shiller Index is saying prices across the map are still going up, but not everywhere. So what I did is, let me bring this in. I actually took this article and I put it into ChatGPT and said, you know, create this for me and just kind of break it down. So here's basically the highlights of what you're going to see from that report. And I'll put that report down below because I don't think a lot of people are going to be showing that today because they don't want you to know that prices are still, yes, they're starting to stagnate. They're starting to stall. But where's that crash that we've all been waiting for so we can actually get into the housing market and buy affordable homes? Well, unfortunately, it's not happening in New York or Chicago because in New York and Chicago, New York was up 8% and Chicago was up 6.5%. And we see Cleveland up 6% as well. So not everywhere is the market crashing. But what I did is, like I said, I took that caption and I put it in a ChatGPT and said, break this down for me and make it make sense. So let's just break down the highlights that are in this article. U.S. home prices rose 3.4% year over year in March of 2025, down from the 4% in February. So it is starting to cool off. But again, I scratch my head saying, where is the crash? Seasonally adjusted price declined by 0.3. Well, that's not a crash. New York led the rally by 8% annually price increases, followed by Chicago at 6.5% and Cleveland at 6.9. Tampa's the only one showing year-over-year declines of 2.2. A far cry from a 40, 50, 60, maybe 80% decline in home prices. That's what you're seeing from a lot of channels right now. So turn the channel, folks. Market dynamics. Inventory is rising, especially in the South and West, resulting in longer list times and more price cuts. April saw nearly 20% of sellers reducing their price to the highest percentage since 2016. The 2025 outlook, analysts predict a continued slowdown. I do as well. But I'm also saying home prices aren't supposed to crash. They're supposed to go down between maybe 1 and 1.4.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
5%. Conclusion, while home prices are still increasing in some areas, the overall market is cooling housing inventory. Now, that's what you're going to start seeing all over the place about housing inventory. So what I figured I would do is go over to housing inventory for you. And this is right from the federal government. So people are going to say, Dan, this isn't right and this isn't, but this is right from the Fed. So this is housing inventory, active listed counting or listings counted in the U.S. It only goes back. I can go max. I click it. It only goes back to 2016. So here's where we were. This is as far back as it goes. Listings right now, right about here. Where were we in the past? Well, back in 2020 and way before that, we had excess inventory way above where we are today. Because I'll leave that when it comes to the inventory. Now, I'll give you an update on my neighborhood. I am in the Chicagoland area, kind of in the suburbs. I'll give you a read on how our inventory is doing. So my neighbor put their house up on the market last Friday. They had three bids over the weekend. They had multiple showings, and they picked one of those bids yesterday, and they are selling their home, and it took actually 48 hours. We have another house at the end of the block, and it went, well, it didn't even hit the market. And that one went at asking price, and my neighbors went for asking price plus a little bit more. So within my market, it's looking pretty darn good. And it is I won't say it's a middle to high income bracket. So even those price ranges are still okay right now. So we're starting to see the activity starting to move up more and more right now, but not all areas of the country are crashing. And that's why I want you guys to understand that part of it. So that's what we're seeing right now. Now, the economic calendar for the rest of the week, this is what we really want to focus in on, because some of this data is going to be really relevant for what the Federal Reserve does. I don't think right now any of that matters, because everything's going to be on tariffs and what's going on there. Even, you know, a lot of the wars in the Middle East and every other place is kind of taking a backseat to right now, the big, beautiful tax bill and the tariffs. So that's what's going to be continued pressure on the markets, as well as interest rates over the next short-term range that we're seeing here. Now, midterm, once we get over this tariff reactions, that's going to set the tone for everything else, because just some, you know, we pushed the EU tariffs. We kicked the can just a little bit down the road, and this is what happened. Wonder if the negotiations actually go better than expected. How the markets are going to react to that, as well as interest rates. That's why I need you to focus in on every day. Just stay in tune, watching me for about 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes in the evening, and you'll get all your economic news that you need when it comes to real estate. So my name is Dan Frio. Like I said, I do this report 2 times a day. Here's the interesting thing is I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. Yes, I work at a federal bank, but that federal bank is set up with 33 other lenders to make sure we get you the most competitive rates, and we have that mortgage product to make sure we can help facilitate your purchase or your refinance. So to reach out to us, I'd love to be able to help you. No matter where you are in the country, I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. And again, we shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. How do we do that, or how do you get started? Just go to theRateUpdate.com. Here it is. Right above my head's the application. Right over here, you can schedule a consultation with me or Alan. If you want to just skip the line and go to the front, just give us a call at 844-775-5626. And if you want to find more about some of the hand-picked videos that we have, for example, if you're looking for some credit advice, just click this one right here. If you're trying to understand how to buy your first house, well, you can check out Home Buying 101. If you're a current homeowner and you want to find out when exactly should you refinance, check out the Rate Watch video we just have, and you can actually sign up for this system where I'll reach out to you as soon as interest rates hit exactly where you want that mortgage rate to be for your refinance. So thanks for watching, folks. I greatly appreciate it. God bless. Have a fantastic evening, and I'll be back here at the opening bell to let you know how this mess ends or starts yet another day. Thanks for watching, folks. God bless. See ya.